Hi.
Name this quote.
Oh.
Squeak, squeak, squeak. Squeak, squeak, squeak it.
It's giving, the first thing that comes to my mind is like the little boy from Up.
Okay, a different animated movie, but nice try.
Nemo?
It has a llama.
Emperor's New Groove?
Yes! It's when Krunk is like talking to the little squirrel and he's like squeak, 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 squeaking. And that's what your chair is doing today. So if anyone hears that, please forgive us, but it's okay. I mean, whose office chair doesn't squeak? Why don't you just actually, it doesn't if you sit on an uncomfortable little wooden stool like me. But, you know, we can't all live on a moral high ground. So how about this? We're going to round out this great, I hope it's been great for you, listener, interview series on, well, podcast series on interview prep. And we're going to do that with, honestly, besides our first episode, I would say this is my best tip. This is truly my best tip, and I'm going to tell you why. Let me show you this tip in action. About a month and a half ago, one of my best friends in the world is like, my little sister has been out of a job for a year. She's been out there on those streets. Not really, but like in this good sense of like knocking on doors and trying to get a job. But she's trying to go into UX research and it's just not happening. That job in particular has been impacted by tech layoffs so hard. She's just having no luck, even with like the worst, least preferable jobs. Then the plot thickens. Out of nowhere, I think it's Marriott or like some huge name brand company like that says, yeah, you're accepted into an interview. It's not even for an entry title. It's for like a senior title. And this girl makes it all the way through. And she's like, I've been hurt so many times before. I don't want to get hurt again. God, I'm so exhausted. Please help. And she calls my friend and she says, I got to the final round. It's been a week. They told me they love me, but they're trying to decide between me and one other girl. And I was like, give me the phone. They did not, but they did pass on my word. I had one suggestion. I was like, homie, this one's for you. This is my best move to bust out. When you're in trouble, it almost always serves. I said, you get on this app called gamma.app, type it into your browser, look at it, go, wow, this is going to make me look cool, because it does.
Mm-hmm.
Then do some Googling. What are, like, how about you upload this company's last quarterly earnings report into ChatGPT and say, summarize, please, what are their biggest problems? Whoa, page reference that, go to it, or control F in there, like show what they're really going through and working towards as a company. And then think, if I were a genius, what would I do about this? Come up with one or two ideas. Ask ChatGPT what it would do to solve this problem. Whatever it is, any idea that you're going to add here will be a plus. Put those contents, it could even be very, very simple, into 5 slides. Gamma.app will format it for you in something way cooler than a PowerPoint. And like the coolest kid on the block, I want you to email them and say, I've been thinking about what we talked about in our interview, and I took the liberty to review more about what was published in the quarterly earnings report for Marriott this last time around. And I found 2 key opportunities that I would be honored to capitalize on for the benefit of our team once I begin. You could have, you know, baller energy like that if you please, or you could be a little bit more passive. Either way, I'll leave that up to you. It's going to be a value add no matter what. So back to the email. I thought I would go ahead and draft up 3 ideas of what I'd like to do about it. Please see the presentation attached below. by the way, it's not going to be attachment. It's going to be a link with animations. And this girl does all of that. She's like, wow, that wasn't even as hard as I thought it would be. Gets the job. And it is so good. She's so happy. And yay. This was like the true, like, triumph story of the underdog takes it all. And this is what we have seen. Audrey, you and me, you know it. We have mm-hmm. seen this time and time again. This isn't just one story. This is so many stories over the last 6 years of recommending this move. I believe it is as close as we could possibly get to a silver bullet. So, mm-hmm. Audrey, what are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about, take it away.
We're talking about how to actually come up with this presentation concept and what it looks like to put it together. And this is, like Kelsey said in the story of her friend's little sister, this is coming into play at the end of your interview process for the most part. I mean, have you ever seen a situation where it comes up earlier than that?
Very rarely, only one person. See, here's the deal. It does. We're going to recommend a lot of tools and tips to make it not as big of a deal and as much effort as you would think, but mm-hmm. it is still some effort. So I have seen some people who are clients that are experiencing a little stagnation in their job search process where I say, all right, if you have some extra time, let's try this to liven things up. Let's say they have like a really aspirational company that they're very set on working for. If you truly have some kind of target like that, then you might find it worth it throwing all the effort in at the beginning just in order to get an interview. Mm-hmm. But the frank reality is most people aren't willing to do that. They only want to invest the effort if they're at least midway or all the way through the interview process. I mm-hmm. do recommend midway because it's really not as hard as you would think to have this put together and put in your favor by showing it to your hiring manager. But if you do want to wait until the end, like the character of my story, which is a real person, that sounded so sketchy. Asking for a friend. but I just don't want to say her name. Then you can, but, you know, midway or all the way through.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think about, too, how part of the interview process that can be so anxiety inducing is feeling like you have no control.
If people are watching on video, I just love it every time that Audrey updated her computer and every time she makes certain gestures, it's like, here's confetti, here's hearts.
Balloons.
Oh, you're trying to do the little balloons one.
There we go. Yeah, I got them. I am apparently very expressive with my hands. Oh my gosh, that one doesn't come out too much, but yay, the fireworks, because that's how excited we are about this topic.
Yeah, don't let anyone dim your sparkle, Audrey. Exactly. Never stop talking with your hands.
Thank you. Not even iOS, the latest iOS, can keep me from talking with my hands. But part of the most anxiety-inducing thing in an interview process is feeling like you have no control. And this is something that gives you it's completely within your control to put together a presentation like this. It might feel unnatural. It might not feel like what you're supposed to do, but if you get to the end of the process and you didn't get the job, I will bet all of my money that you're going to be looking back and being like, is there anything else that I could have done? Mm-hmm. I would rather you get through the process and know I did everything I could. Yes. I'm glad they went with another candidate because I clearly was not the right person.
Wow, that's a good one. I totally support that feeling. Yeah, I would like really love that one. Okay, mm-hmm. I wonder, what are the first tips we should get them? On, I guess yes. The first thing is really like selecting your topic, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How do you yeah. recommend they go about that?
I would recommend going back through, if you've listened to the episodes before this, we just did an episode last week about what questions to ask in your interview. And that is actually where you're gathering a lot of really good information to put together a presentation like this. And somewhere you could start with is start with the pain points that you've discovered. They're hiring this role to solve these pain points or address these pain points that might come across in the job description. So you might have some information from there as well. But also that's really going to be something that's coming out from your interview, from your interviews and the questions that you're asking, the really pointed questions that you're asking. So that's where you can start with the topics. Then also industry best practices. As you've done your research on the industry, your own ideas for best practices or methodologies, basically how you're going to lead in this position and be the best XYZ that this company has ever hired.
I think that is a great option if you do want to. Every other idea is pretty much going to have to be custom to the company and the role that you're applying to. But the one that you just suggested about, like, my 5-part framework for being the best director of recruitment there is, like, that's one that you could use for every recruiting director position that you apply for. And that actually, since it is one that you could use multiple times, that's one that you could put together along with your resume and use in more of a proactive outreach and pitching process in order to generate more invitations into interviews. So that is a good example of use the more templated one. If you want to use this as a strategy to get interviews, use the more custom ideas that you're suggesting if you are only going to reserve this for the middle to end of a particular interview process to get the job.
Yeah. And then with that, the more custom approach, some things that you can research, like I already said, biggest pain points that will come out in your interviews, but also research process as well, just looking at the industry and looking at the specific job. And then like Kelsey was saying, you can research the biggest initiatives and priorities and problems the specific company that you're applying to is trying to solve right now in their public information. If they're a publicly traded company, you can use their quarterly earnings release, news articles. I mean, just Google the company and then put everything into ChatGPT and ask it to summarize this information for you, because there's probably going to be a lot there. Or like Kelsey was saying, Command F or Control F to find specific stuff in the 10K that they post or the annual report, quarterly reports, all of these documents that are all on their website, or you can just find it from Googling.
Yeah, if they're public. But even if they're not, like, there's probably some news stories that you could pick. Of course, don't choose the, like, most scandalous sensitive thing. Like, don't be annoying.
The BP oil spill.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. I'm 24 years old and I'm ready to save this company.
Here's how to prevent an oil spill from happening again.
Yeah, please don't. Please don't. Another opportunity is if you're like, I'm drawing a blank, is you could try to drum up an informational interview with someone that would be a peer or in a related department and ask them how things are going and what they need. So there's a, if you're willing to be resourceful, lots of options.
What do you think about looking up, if you really are having trouble finding something for a specific company, looking up one of their competitors and saying, look what XYZ did, here's how we can prevent it at this company. How do you feel about that?
Bagaris. That's brilliant. I like that so much because it almost like stokes the tribalism instinct of like, listen, I'm doing recon on our competitor because I'm already looking at it as our competitor. I'm on your team.
Ooh, so, yeah, that's so true. Yeah.
By the way, like, honestly, just by doing this, you will be so impressive to the hiring manager, because a lot of people say that they take initiative. Oh my gosh, one of the things that like really gets my goat in interviews from a hiring standpoint when I've been in the position of hiring is like how easy it is for people to say like, oh, my strengths are like I'm very detail oriented, or I take initiative, or I am a real team player or whatever. Team player doesn't send a thank you note. Initiative doesn't try to present new ideas or ask interesting questions. Detail oriented has spelling mistakes in their follow-up communications. And I'm just like, bro, I would be an idiot if I believed you. That sounds like really harsh, but I'm like, that's not detail. Like if we are like, it's just like if somebody acts rude on the first few dates, they're only going to get ruder over time. Listen, people are presenting their best in the beginning. And so I just think that whatever words that you choose to describe yourself, especially in regards to sharing about your strengths, it's really awesome to use an opportunity and an idea like this to say, listen, I don't just talk about being creative and having a strength for ideation. I wanted to show you it in action. I went ahead and did research and I came up with three key opportunities that I would love to explore your opinions on. I think that we could take advantage of this should I be chosen for the position. What do you think? See attached. And it's just like,
so good.
Even if you only do three slides and it's like, here's my idea. Second slide is like stats on industry failures and opportunities that like other pitfalls that other competitors are falling into, opportunities that others aren't taking advantage of. Three, my suggestion. Maybe fourth slide is key questions that I would be asking if I got on the job to start the research phase to confirm if my assumption is correct. Something like that. It doesn't have to be exact. Like literally anything you do is probably going to be a bonus because almost guarantee your competitors are not doing this.
Yeah.
They're being the ones that are like, I'm detail oriented and like submitting a typo. Mm-hmm. I am very thorough. I never forget anything. Doesn't send a thank you. You would be amazed. Like, Audrey, do you ever hear people of like more like middle senior management kind of hiring positions in your life just be like, oh, it's so hard to hire these days?
This generation.
And you and I as career coaches are like, oh, but we have so many precious people that you should hire. And honestly, I think it's like a packaging issue of like some people just mm-hmm. package themselves quite poorly throughout the application process. And I say that actually only with the intention to encourage our audience that they're probably doing better than they think. And their competitors yes. are a little bit messier than they assume.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, I believe that pretty strongly.
Yes, I also believe that pretty strongly. And also want to say, like, that's not an invitation to then just coast. No. It's an invitation to take it to even the next level. And because with doing something extra like this presentation, a lot of self-talk can get in the way of, well, that doesn't align with my, like, I'm not aggressive like that. Or, oh, well, you know, going the extra mile doesn't actually do anything because the hiring process is already so blah, 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 blah. And just getting yourself down about the system. And it doesn't, we don't need to go down that path of self-talk, but we have seen it. We have literally seen it. We have the evidence to show you.
How many other times do you want to talk about Ryan, or I could talk about Ryan?
Yeah.
I say his name because like he's going to come on the podcast soon.
He is going to come on the podcast.
Give more detail about this story. But same thing, final round has happened and we're waiting to hear back. And he's like, they gave me so much positive feedback. I just feel so hopeful about this. I feel so strongly that I want this to be my organizational home for the foreseeable future. I want this job. I don't want to leave it up to chance though. Kelsey, Audrey, is there anything else that I could do? We direct him to the point in our curriculum that's like, it's phrased as a bonus, but I'm like, Ryan, this isn't a bonus today. It's required. And he got the job. And he said in his like raving thank you email to us that like, it was the extra advanced interview techniques and tricks that we taught him that were like what sealed the deal.
Mm-hmm. No, it's so good. And also, one thing to not do is don't take this information and then create a 10, 15 slide deck. No, it's short. Yeah. Six slides.
The thing is, the likelihood that you're actually going to say something inaccurate or they're like, I already tried that, it's like pretty high, honestly. The thing is that people are just so impressed that you're trying and you're mm-hmm. just getting points for trying. Honestly, they're not going to be like, wow, have you ever considered working for Boston Consulting Group? Because you're better than like the average consultant out there. Like you should be our top strategy officer. Honestly, they're probably not going to say that. But like, it's because you're not intimately aware of all that. You don't have the benefit of knowing every single inside scoop of what's going on the inside of the organization. So therefore, they are going to give you a lot of grace. So don't try to overextend the grace too much by being like 15 pages deep into like, no, really, I think this is the thing. And they might have been like, oh, we're doing that already. But if you make it like a cute 3 to 5 presentation thing that like, especially since you send it to them in advance of maybe your last interview and you're like, I'd like to talk through this, or you're sending it after your final interview and you don't have an opportunity to talk through anything, you might want to leave it a bit more vague. Not too vague. Please use your own discernment for what you think is best. But Audrey, is there any, did I explain that okay? Or is there anything else you would say to like, how much is too much?
Yeah, no, I would just add that the expectation is already that you're not going to do something like this. They don't even, interviewers are not expecting this at all, unless it's obviously a requirement in the process that you're going through. But
yeah, you generally might have a skills test is different than like, be a consultant for us, you know?
Yeah. Generally, they're not even expecting this. So to then go at it with 10, 15 slides, it's just not necessary. And you don't need to put that much time into it or that much extra effort, because you're already going above and beyond. I don't want this to come across as you shouldn't put any effort into it, but just keep it short.
We're trying to balance the scales here. Use discernment.
Yes.
We're not saying like, oh my gosh, to use like the next week of your life to basically spend 40 hours on this only to get disappointed. You might not get the job, you know.
Yeah. A little bit. And seriously, I mean, I would bet a lot of money that the vast majority of people listening to this have not even heard of Gamma AI.
Oh yeah. And so I put a link in the description, by the way, for because it's not like gamma.com. I think the URL is like a little unique. So
gamma.app, I think. Yeah. It's so cool. It's so cool. There's a little, I would recommend watching the quick video on it, but then you can give suggestions also saying like, oh, highlight this information more, and it'll go back and edit it for you. It's a ChatGPT for presentation building, basically.
I'm
keeps
upset.
It really easy.
And yeah, it's really make cool. You look like, oh wow, what other cool tools would he or she suggest? As a like, wow, they're like a really on it kind of professional. So it's just like if you use, let's say Loom or something to do like a personalized introduction video at the beginning or of your cover letter or in lieu of a cover letter. I mean, if you're going to be awkward, like probably don't do it. Writing is okay. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if you are open to kind of going over the top with it, as like a, here's who I am, here's why me, why the position, why the company, looking forward to chatting more. That's like another example of using a tool that your recruiter may or may not be aware of yet. So they're like, whoa, this person is like really tech savvy. That's so cool. So I like trying to introduce tools like that. Demonstrate your knowledge of them in the recruiting process.
Yeah. And you mentioned it a couple times, but just to reiterate, when you're sending this presentation, you can either send it 1 to 4 hours before the interview if you have enough information to put it together, or you can send it after the interview, given what you learn in that interview, and send it afterwards, just saying, following up with my thoughts. Here's what I researched. Here you go. Now hire me, please.
Hire me. Give me the job. Right here.
Just add a please and you'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. I know that we have two different email templates. You want to kind of like breeze through those, for one being what to say in your email, sharing the presentation in advance of your final interview, and what to say in your email if you're following up after all the interviews are completed.
Yes. And to make it as concise as possible, I'm really going to read. So excuse my reading voice, but I want to give you guys the good information.
No, that helps so much. It really does, because yeah. I could riff off on it and people would be like, oh yeah, I could totally see that. And then they like try to type and they're like, dang it, she really was riffing. So Audrey is not a riffer, which is why we're partners.
I like a little script in front of me here. So subject line, X, fill in the X. X ways the company can insert outcome. Simple way. You can change that as needed. Anyways, getting to the email. Hi, blank. I'm really looking forward to our conversation tomorrow, today, whatever it is. In preparation for the interview process at blank XYZ company, I decided to insert research you did. My understanding is that the main goal of this role is to insert main goal. I went ahead and put together three ideas focused on helping XYZ company achieve that goal with this hire. I'm attaching them in a slide deck here for reference. Here's a quick overview. Insert teaser strategy. 1, 2, 3. I know things are busy, so no worries if you don't have time to review this. I just wanted to share it as a way to show how excited I am about this role and give you a sense of the types of ideas I'm bringing to the table. Looking forward to our conversation.
Insert name.
I know, I was going to say, much love, much Audrey. Love. Don't say that. leave your name. So, yeah. And then if you're sending it after the call, after the interview, subject line, ideas for achieving goals / overcoming challenge, again, and then the body of the email. Hi, blank. I hope you're having a great week. Thank you so much again for taking the time to chat with me at the time that you interviewed. I've spent the last X amount of time thinking about our conversation, specifically the insert goal or challenge. Based on that, I'm attaching a deck with three ideas that company XYZ company can use to achieve goal / outcome. They include insert teaser strategy number 1, 2, 3. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to break down any of the ideas in more detail. I know things are busy, so no worries if you don't have time to review this. I just wanted to share it as a way to show how excited I am about this role and to give you a sense of the types of ideas I'm bringing to the table.
Yay! Oh my gosh. Winners use this strategy. Like, you were literally reading that in robot reading voice, no offense. Mm-hmm. And I was like, such a winner. She's like such a picture of success. Dang. Mm-hmm. Like, made my subconscious mind be like, hire her. I don't know if people reading that or listening think that, but I'm like, I don't know. I'm pretty sold on this strategy. So
yeah.
Do we have anything else to say to help them create a great presentation?
I don't think so. I think the rest is up to you,
listener. It's in your court, dog. Well, hey, it's been a pleasure doing our first interview series. I keep on saying interview series. Podcast series about interviews together. What will we do next? We'll see. Ooh, it's frustrating you and me, but we will be back here next week with an idea. And if y'all ever have any special requests for things that we should make episodes on, oh my gosh, you better hit me up on Instagram at Kelsey_thecalledcareer, or you could, even better, honestly, I'm more of an email person, info@thecalledcareer.com. Hit us up.
Yeah.
We're here to serve. All right. Toodaloo.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. To get an even more meaningful head start into your calling, head to thecalledcareer.com, where my fellow career coach Audrey and I have created a whole suite of free resources and tools to help you get clear and get a job today. For those who are definitely ready to land a job or start a business in the next 6 to 12 months, we're here to help you biblically and practically discern your calling through coaching, reflection, and deep market research, identify the job that's aligned with it, even if you currently have no idea what you want, rebrand your resume and LinkedIn to translate your background to appeal to your future boss. P.S. We take this off your plate and do this for you. Also, we'll teach you how to land referrals and get attention from leadership through networking. Again, if that makes you nervous, we have these emails and LinkedIn messages literally written for you so you don't have to sweat. We're also here to give you unlimited interview practice so you're prepared to address every elephant in the room and knock selling yourself out of the park. Then we'll round out with helping you negotiate your salary so you land thousands more. Just so you know, recent clients have gotten $8,000 to $50,000 salary increases, even though they were totally non-traditional candidates. That's because we specialize in helping non-traditional career pivoters land jobs they're ecstatic to serve in. It takes work, but we're here to see you through until the end, when we're celebrating that day that you send me an email in all caps and you say, "Kelsey, I got the job," then you could be on the podcast. But I'll be here until then, keeping you accountable and encouraged by meeting with you literally until you land the job you want, even if that's up to 6 months from now within our program. Apply to join at thecalledcareer.com, and I'll see you next week here at Answer the Call. Bye for now.